You wanted to see me, Daddy?
Yes, I did, Mirab. I need to keep my promise.
Oh no, Dad. This isn't about that man you promised me to, is it? I don't want an old dirty loser. Why can't it be that fine, handsome David guy?
Yes, my lord, I'm here.
Hello, David. Thanks for coming this evening. I'd like you to meet my oldest daughter, Mirab. I will give her to you in marriage.
Yippee!
Well, I can see someone around here is happy. David, serve me bravely and fight the Lord's battles.
My plan is working perfectly. I would not lift one finger against David. I'll let the Philistines do that. I'm sure they hate him as much as I do.
Who am I that I should be the king's son-in-law?
Shut up, David! Don't you want me?
Well, I...
Well, if you don't want her, I will understand. There is another man who does want to marry her.
Oh no, Daddy! Don't say it! Please, don't say it!
Adriel of Malola.
No!
Yes, yes, good old Adriel. Adriel will be her husband. I must tell you, David, I wouldn't be honest if I didn't tell you that I am disappointed that you will not be my son-in-law.
I also am disappointed.
King Saul, a word, please.
Just a moment, David. I'll be right back. I need to take this.
It's just that I'm not sure if you're aware that your oldest daughter has a new crush on David.
You don't say. My, this is unexpected news. David, I have more news. News that should delight both of us. Being as though that we were both disappointed that you were not interested in Mirab, I have just learned that my youngest daughter, Mikhail, is in love with you.
I will give her to him, so that she may be a snare to him. So that way the hand of the Philistines will be against him.
Now you have a second opportunity to be my son-in-law.
That sounds great.
I'll tell you what. Don't answer me now. Go and take your time and think about it. You can give me your answer later.
Very well. I will give you my answer tomorrow evening.